Cruz made two stops in the state on Saturday. Between rallies in Draper and Provo, he responded to reporters' questions. Former GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney said last week that he would vote for Cruz in Utah's caucuses on Tuesday, but fell short of endorsing the candidate. Cruz told the press that he appreciates Romney's support in helping defeat Donald Trump.
And the fact that Mitt Romney would stand up and make that clear, that in Utah and all across this country, if you don't want to see Donald Trump as the nominee, if you don't want to see Hillary Clinton as the next president, the only way to beat him is to stand united behind our campaign. I'm grateful for that, and that is a manifestation of the unity we are seeing every day, Republicans coming together.
The first rally of the day in Draper at American Preparatory Academy was designed to kick off Mike Lee's Senate reelection campaign, but supporters stumped for both Lee and Cruz. Talk show host Glenn Beck was there, as well as former Republican presidential hopeful Carly Fiorina. She talked about what happens when politicians like Cruz and Lee go against the grain of establishment politics.
You do more than ruffle feathers. You do more than break glass. You make enemies. So yes, I'm proud of the enemies that Mike Lee and Ted Cruz have made, because it says they're fighting for you.
So far, Mike Lee is the only U.S. senator to endorse Cruz. He made cases for both his own reelection and electing Cruz president.
Ted Cruz is my friend not only because he tells the truth to me and he does what he has told me he would do, but he does that for all the people of Texas. And he will do that for every man, woman, and child in America, every one of which will benefit from Ted Cruz's presidency.
Utah caucuses will take place Tuesday night. Cruz hopes to get many or all of the 40 delegates from the state. Terry Gilday, KUER News.